Senator proposes credit card ban for online gambling in Pennsylvania. U.S. Senator Wayne D. Fontana has announced he is set to introduce legislation that will prohibit credit cards from being used for online gaming and sports betting in the state of Pennsylvania. He believes this will lead to a reduction in problem gambling in the state and has contacted other senators in Pennsylvania urging them to support his proposed changes in gambling legislation. Fontana says he has chosen March, which is associated with National Problem Gambling Awareness Month, to introduce this legislation because of the significant rise in gambling activities in recent years in the state. As gambling in Pennsylvania increases, it also sees a rise in the number of problem gamblers within the jurisdiction. Introducing this legislation means that vulnerable gamblers will not be able to accumulate easy debt through using credit cards for gambling activities in Pennsylvania. Fontana pointed to the figures that individuals in Pennsylvania were carrying an average credit card debt of $5,640 and argued that online gambling should not make up or add to that figure. Quote, "Since the expansion of gaming to include online gaming and sports wagering, there is greater access to gambling, which in turn increases the number of individuals who may develop a gambling disorder. Gambling and credit card debt often go hand in hand, since this disorder can lead to financial problems that affect one's ability to pay off debt. Therefore, I will be introducing legislation that would prohibit the use of credit cards for iLottery, online casino games, and sports betting and fantasy sports." Senator Wayne D. Fontana, Pennsylvania. Other states already prohibit credit card use to gamble. Several other states in North America, such as Iowa, Tennessee, and Massachusetts, have enacted comparable gambling laws concerning credit card usage in the industry. They assert that prohibiting gambling transactions via credit cards aligns with their approach at responsible gambling, aiming to foster a secure environment for all patrons. This legislative trend underscores a broader commitment to safeguarding consumers from financial harm associated with excessive gambling behavior. By curtailing the convenience of credit card gambling, these states seek to mitigate potential negative consequences while promoting responsible gaming practices and ensuring the well-being of their constituents.